Good morning, everybody. Just let the sound, oh, it's nice and loud. All of a sudden, we have a new speaker, which is about where Eileen is. So if she blows up halfway through the service, that's your fault for singing too loud in the bass range, because it's just... welcome, everybody, to birthday day. But all will be... unfolded later on. Excellent. Excellent Boys Brigade. Brill. Before we do anything else, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this new day, a beautiful gift from you to us and to our world. We thank you for gathering us here, whether here in this building or here or watching online. We thank you, Lord, that we are together in you, that you are a loving Father. Help us to focus on Jesus by the power of your Holy Spirit, that this special day may live long in our hearts and minds. Amen. Got a few notices today. What a surprise. Firstly, a big thank you to all those who served and prayed and just generally had fun at Message Church. Who was at Message Church yesterday? Oh, look around. Look at that. You don't know what you're missing. Did we have a good time? Yeah. Excellent. We had a great time. Thank you from David and Rowena to everybody who played their part in such a great time, particularly welcoming new people. We had a number of people who came for the first time, and I think we had the most we've ever had yesterday at Messy Church. So that was great. Second thing, a big thank you to David, Ron, Rod, Andrew, and lots of other people who have been working very hard to upgrade our sound system. We're also very grateful to the person who has funded this upgrade, and it's so generous and so much a blessing. I know from last week a number of people said that they were able to hear most of the service or all of the service for the first time. So those who don't like preaching, sorry about that, you're going to hear it today. But the we've got a lot to thank God for. Thank you for all the work that's been put in, still being sorted and tweaked, and there's a few extra microphones still to be installed. Got one to come on the drum, so there's an attachment today, and there's a flute microphone on its way as well, and there's posh belts you can put round to attach your microphones. Lots of things behind the scenes that you'll all forget about fairly soon, but it does mean that people can hear, which is great. Joan, as you just come in, anything to say about the lunch other than it's happening? There we go. Did you hear that? The lunch... A celebratory birthday lunch is happening today after the service. Do come if you could stay. Yes, today. Exactly. Couple other things. Thank you to Kevin for getting the new church directories out today or on an anniversary service. So they're on the table outside. If your name's in the directory, there'll be one with your name on it. There'll be some extras as well available soon. Lastly, a week Tuesday, not this coming Tuesday, but the following week, we have a church meeting, May the 28th. Important things to be decided upon in that meeting, discerned together. Do put it down in your diaries. I know some can't come, but do put it down. Do come if you can. It's going to be a great opportunity to see how God is moving forward, and so do come. I said that today we are celebrating birthdays. We're celebrating two birthdays and many gifts. The first birthday is the birth of the church at Pentecost. Just about 2,000 years ago, the Holy Spirit poured out on the day of Pentecost. And the church, as a gathered community under the name of Jesus, was born really on that day. It happened 5 weeks after Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead. And the first gift we're celebrating today is the gift of the Holy Spirit, who was poured out on the church on that day of Pentecost as they gathered in Jerusalem. And we're going to start our service with two readings that tell part of the story. But for homework, you can go back and read Acts chapters 1 and 2 in their entirety, and you can hear the full story. So, Jamie, if you could come up and do our first reading, and then Lexi's going to do our second in a moment.
In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen after his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered around him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and all in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth."
Thank you. Lexi.
Came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken.
Thank you. Thank you, Lexi. I was really kind and didn't ask you to carry on, because it says Parthian, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene. They were the people who were there, but I didn't give that one to you. It's good to hear God's word read so clearly. Thank you, Jamie and Lexi. The Holy Spirit first came upon the disciples who had been together praying and waiting for what God had promised them. And then he came upon all those who repented of their sins, believed in Jesus, and were baptized in his name. Peter, after the Holy Spirit had come upon him, you can see the picture of it here. You can see Peter here. He stands up and he addresses this huge crowd who come from all the different nations. And he said to them many different things and finished with these words: "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." 3,000 people accepted his message and were added to the church that day. So we're celebrating the birth of the church at Pentecost. 3,000 plus the 100 or so who were gathered in the upper room. But we're also celebrating today the birthday of this church, born in 1886. And how's that happened? Well, Peter, when he had spoke then, went on to say this: that the gift of the Holy Spirit that was for all who repent and be baptized is given to the Jews who were there, their children, their descendants, and all who are far off. And that meant the Gentiles, the non-Jews, in all the other countries. Because the disciples, because the early church were faithful and obedient to God's word, the gospel was passed on from one generation to another, from one country to another, until it reached us. When it came to us, we were in the north. We were in the frozen north of Europe, sort of, you know, on the outpost. But it came here. And down the generations, 2,000 years later, it's come to us here in Paignton. Who here was born in Paignton? Quite a few people born in Paignton. Thank you. So the gospel has come all the way to Paignton. And we too have received this gift of the Holy Spirit when we put our faith in Jesus. And we've also received another gift, which we're celebrating today. This church, not the building, but this body of people, is a gift from God to us. It's our family. This church is a gift from God to our community, has been since 1886, and God willing, will be so in the future. We can't rely on that as a right. It's only a gift from God. So just have a quick look at each other, or in Charlie's case, shake the hand of Philip, who's a seat away from you, next to you, so you've got someone that you can touch next door. Just have a good look and see who this wonderful family is. And just say to the person next to you, you are God's gift to me. You are God's gift to me. Now, some of you might be thinking, I don't think I'm much of a catch or much of a gift. But you are. You are a wonderful gift. You're a gift to each other, and you are a gift to the world. So that's what we're going to do now. We're going to celebrate the fact that God has given us the gift of himself. He's given us the gift of the church globally, and he's given the gift of this church here. Feel free to make use of the instruments. If you use the banners, make sure that they're used up here, not out there where you might crack somebody. But let's make the most of this opportunity today to celebrate all that God has given us. Feel free to sit or stand.
Lord, for the years your love has kept and guided, urged and inspired us, cheered us on our way. So
We've all had sorrows. We may have sorrows right now. But you love us. And you've not left us alone. And you've placed us in a family. Right here and now. And you have turned our sorrows into dancing. You do change our tears of sadness into rivers of joy. And today we bring you our sadness and our joy. And we celebrate. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you. Amen. We have the opportunity now to give thanks to God in a very practical way. We're taking up our offering today. And if you've put money in an envelope marked with a T, that's our part of our thank offering, which will be going to Dementia UK and RNLI. At a birthday party, you always have presents. Jesus had presents at his birthday or near his birthday. And so at the church anniversary, we always choose to give money away. Not give money to ourselves, but we give money away. And so we're going to take up this offering now. Anything that's not in an envelope will go to the general work of the church. Anything in the envelopes will be going to those two charities for us to bless our community, because that's what God's created us for. Thank you, stewards. Anything. Bags will do. No, everything's going. No. Sorry. Have everything going to the everything to be given away. That's the easiest thing. Yeah. Well, this is the first mess up of the new church year. So all our offerings are all in here, and I've just made an executive decision, which I trust the deacons will be happy with. There's supposed to be two offerings, and I forgot, or I wasn't told, I don't know. All that God has given us will be given to these two organizations that we're supporting for. God has blessed us richly. So whether it's in an envelope or it's not that you thought you were giving to the church, we're going to give it away anyway. Is that a good idea, to be generous? So, yes. So, whatever's in here is going to Dementia UK and the RNLI. And we thank God. Father, we thank you that you have blessed us. And we know the more we give away, the more you give to us. So we could be generous. You said that you promised that we will be rich. So we could be generous on every occasion. So, Lord, I pray that you would take these gifts and bless people. Bless those who need saving at sea. And bless those people and their families who need help in the confusion and the anxiety and the hard work of caring. Amen. Right. One of the things that God said to me recently, which I've shared with people generally, I want to share with everybody. He whispered these words: the harvest is coming. Build bigger barns. Build bigger barns. What does that mean? What does that mean? God is already bringing new children and adults to us here. and he wants to bring more in to hear of Jesus' love. Yesterday we heard about Messy Church. Lots of people there. We've got Girls Brigade, Boys Brigade. We've got new people coming to Girls Brigade and Boys Brigade. There are new people coming to Toddler Cafe, to Renew, to Friday Morning Coffee. There'll be more people coming, and we need to build bigger barns. So what does that mean? Well, we'll be exploring that over the next few weeks. But one of the things it means is that we need to train up, appoint and train up leaders in our different areas of ministry. And one exciting thing we're doing today on our church anniversary is praying for the hosts and leaders of four new discipleship groups. We've got one at the moment, but we've got four new ones. And we're going to pray for the hosts and leaders all at the same time. It's a celebration of what God is doing in the life of the church. But these are some of the barns. These aren't just groups that are going to stay as they are. They're going to grow and multiply. In a year's time, how many groups will we have? I don't know. But the harvest is coming. Build bigger barns. So could I ask, keep it on the first step, if you would, no further. Could I ask the hosts and leaders of our new groups and also our existing group to come up the front, please. Stand on the floor. And deacons, could I ask you to come and stand on the step behind them? So front row are hosts and leaders. Shuffle in a bit, move in a bit, move in a bit. You're a bit far apart. That's right. You can go. And then deacons back round behind me here without tripping on the microphones. Okay, deacons, you all here? Come across. Thank you, Sheila. Part the waves. There's room here. There's room here between David and Christine, or there, somewhere there. Oh, it is. Well, this is good, isn't it? This is good. So God has given us a commission to go and make disciples, baptizing them, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then teaching them to obey. And in discipleship groups, small groups, is one of the ways in which we learn God's word and we teach one another. We learn together. We work out things together. Things that we've heard on the Sunday, we've heard somewhere else. How does that apply to me? The small groups are one of the very good ways of doing it. And we thank Josie and David and Christine, who've been leading a group for a number of years now. And so we've got these guys. I think everybody's here who's involved in the new groups, all the hosts and leaders. Just Peter and Diane are not here. So Peter and Diane are also involved. So we thank God for them. So I've asked the deacons if they'd like to pray for these new leaders. If I can start with you, Andrew, then pass it along, that'd be great.
Father, we just bring our brothers and sisters before you as they start these new endeavors. Father, give them the wisdom for each time they meet as to what you want them to do. Father, each group is going to be different because each person in that group is going to be different. So, Father, we just ask through the Holy Spirit, guide each group in the way you would have them go for the glory of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Yes, Lord, we thank you for each leader and each member of each life group, Lord. We pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit may be present every time they meet, and that you'll give them helpful words for each other, to build each other up and to encourage each other. And may these groups go from strength to strength to the glory of you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord, I pray for all these people that will be hosting the groups and the people that will be coming to them. I pray that they just get everything out of the meetings and the sharing together in your holy name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray that you'd bless each and everyone here, the hosts and the people that will be leading the groups. And I pray, Father, through the power of your Holy Spirit, you would teach each and every one of us, you would help us to learn more about you and extend our relationships, Father, and extend your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
We do pray, Lord, that you will remind us all the time that we are in the business of the imitation of Christ. We do pray that these discipleship groups will be particular focusy for that. But we do pray that whoever we are, wherever we are, we may all learn more of you at all times. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. And lastly, I'd like us all, if we'd like to just stretch a hand to pray our blessing on the discipleship leaders, but also the deacons as well. It's the first time I think we've got all the deacons up in front of us on a Sunday morning. So, Father, we thank you for our leaders of all shapes and sizes in the congregation, in the different ministries, and particularly the deacons as they're stood here, willing servants. We pray for your fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. If you want to know more about the discipleship groups and what they're going to be doing, think about taking part. A lot of you, we've advertised it well in the last few months, so everybody's known that they're happening. But if it's something that you think, never got round to speaking to Stephen about it, do let me know. God's wisdom in an age of foolishness. Last Sunday, Sheila described to us what God's love looks like, the most excellent way. From 1 Corinthians 13. And Paul says to us at the very beginning of chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians, follow the way of love. So that's what we're called to do, each individually and together as a church family, if we're to appoint other people to Jesus. It was really interesting hearing yesterday about somebody who was at Messy Church. They said they came to Boys Brigade on Friday and they enjoyed it so much they didn't want to come home. Isn't that great? And so they came to Messy Church. And because they came to Messy Church, someone else who has been thinking about Boys Brigade for ages is now probably going to turn up this week. Isn't it good? And I always remember when Ellie came along to Girls Brigade for the first time. The love for you girls, every one of you, for Ellie, was just beautiful. I was almost in tears, I was. That's what it's about, isn't it? It's about the way of love. But God has something more in addition to love. Paul says, follow the way of love and eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. Now, what's prophecy? If that's especially what we need to ask God for, what is it? Prophecy is God speaking to us. Not fresh bits of the Bible. You can't add to the Bible, but it is still God's word. It's his word to us in particular circumstances, particular days. God's word to each of us. Jesus promised us that those who follow him will hear his voice. And one of the ways we hear his voice is by the use of spiritual gifts. Now, in the church in Corinth, there was chaos. I won't do it now because it might deafen the new sound system. But if you all spoke and shouted out now all together, would the people listening at home be able to hear? They just hear a noise. A noise. That's exactly what was going on in this church in Corinth. Everybody was speaking at once, trying to speak in tongues at once or prophesy at once or do everything at once. They weren't listening to each other. They couldn't hear what God was saying. It was a mess. Some were speaking in tongues, but nobody was waiting for the interpretation. Prophecy could not be heard. Paul tells them everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way. You imagine at school, who goes to school here? Yes. What happens when the teacher asks a question and everybody tries to answer at once? What happens? What happens? She says, wait a moment, one at a time. You can't hear everybody answering the question at the same time. So that's what's going on. So Paul says everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way. God is a God of order, not chaos. Now again, you can read the background of all of this in chapter 14. I'm just going to read a few verses, so a bit more homework for you. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 14 when you get home. What then shall we say, brothers and sisters? When you come together, each of you has a hymn, or a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Everything must be done so the church may be built up. If anyone speaks in a tongue, two or at the most three should speak, one at a time, and someone must interpret. If there's no interpreter, the speaker should keep quiet in the church and speak to himself and to God. Two or three prophets should speak, and the others should weigh carefully what is said. And if a revelation comes to someone who is sitting down, the first speaker should stop. For you can all prophesy in turn, so that everyone may be instructed and encouraged. The spirits of prophets are subject to the control of prophets. For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, as in the congregations of all the Lord's people. Really clear. God's a God of order. He wants us to speak his word through prophecy or tongues and interpretation, but one at a time so we can hear. That's what's happened here. When God has given a prophetic word, we've heard it. We've tested it. When we've had a tongue and then an interpretation, we've said, is that the interpretation? Yes, it is. And we've listened to it. That's how we do it. So there is an individual responsibility and a church responsibility. God has given us spiritual gifts to build up the church, to instruct and encourage. We should eagerly desire spiritual gifts, but not to be proud or to impress other people, but to strengthen the church. We are told to eagerly desire prophecy in particular because it strengthens, comforts, and encourages. Anybody here today needs strength? Anybody here today need comfort? Anybody need encouragement? Go on. That's what prophecy does. That's what God's word spoke. Somebody comes up to you and says, I think God is saying this. Or somebody says in now in the church gathering, this I think is what God is saying. It's encouraging, isn't it? I was encouraged when God whispered, the harvest is coming. The harvest is coming. Build bigger barns. Leslie and I were just reflecting. In fact, God gave us a word just yesterday. It's time to stop going around the mountain. It's time to move forward, to advance. It's time to advance. No more worrying. No more wondering. Let's go forward. We are told to eagerly desire prophecy because it strengthens, comforts, and encourages. And we need to give space to one another to use these gifts and to learn how to use them. That's why the small groups, this is a very significant time. Because in these small groups, as is already happening in David and Josie's group, you can encourage one another. You can share together. And spiritual gifts can be used and learned and tested. Paul says this, three different things. Since you're eager to have spiritual gifts, try to excel in gifts that build up the church. Be eager to prophesy and do not forbid speaking in tongues. But everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way. Now, chapter 14, this whole chapter, builds on the beautiful picture that Paul paints of the body of Christ in chapter 12. Who was here when David was leading and spoke to the children at the back about if you're not a hand, doesn't mean you're not part of the body. If you're not a foot, you're not part of the body. You were there, weren't you? Yes, you were there. You were there. We heard that before. It's a marvelous picture of the body of Christ. Everybody playing their part. I fancy being the big toe today. Is that all right? We all have a part to play. Chapter 14 is building on that picture. And I'm not going to be speaking much longer now because it's an all-age service and I'll bore you, won't I? I don't want to bore you. I just want to say, this is a marvelous thing, what we're hearing. That when Paul says everyone's got a part to play in the body, he means everyone. And these words that I'm speaking to you today, children, boys, girls, of all ages, they're for you. God is giving you spiritual gifts. God is giving you, girls, boys, spiritual gifts. We've already had a number of prophetic words from our children and pictures from our children, have we not? Wonderful. So nobody's excluded here. Everybody has a part to play. I wonder what gifts God has given you and what he will give you. These are spiritual gifts. This isn't the ability to play football. That's a talent. It's a great talent. But these are spiritual gifts to build people up. One of the things that you can do is use spiritual gifts at home. If you've got parents at home who are Christians and are encouraging you to be who you are greatly blessed. And you can use spiritual gifts at home as you pray, as you read the Bible. You can say, this is what I think God is saying. It's beautiful. But particularly when we gather here, either in small groups or in this Sunday gathering. I've written down in my notes here, what a beautiful place. Poole, where I came from, where I was born, had a strap line. Poole, a beautiful place. Now, I think I've got it right. As you come in on the Totnes Road, there's an old sign, a bit bashed about. It's been there for a while, hasn't it? And doesn't it say a beautiful place by the sea? A great place to be by the sea. Great place to be by the sea. Yeah. So this, as God looks at this place, is a beautiful place. A great place to be. Why? Why is this such a great place? Lots of reasons, but I just want to say, when church is operating properly, whether it's Girls Brigade, Boys Brigade, this gathering, or any of our other gatherings, it gives space for everyone to flourish, to do well, to be themselves, to use their gifts, develop their gifts, strengthening, comforting, and encourage one another. When that's happening, it's a beautiful place to be. I look forward to coming to church on a Sunday because I'm coming to see you lot and to meet God. And a wonderful combination happens when you have people and God. Things happen. It's a place where people of all ages and backgrounds, all different color of skins, different colors of hair or no hair, all come together in the name of Jesus. It's a place of joy and peace in the Holy Spirit. It's a place where God speaks to strengthen, comfort, and encourage. It's a place where everybody is free to be themselves in Christ, unique, dearly loved. David Boris said the other day, I think, do you know, boys, girls of all ages, you are dearly loved? Many people out there don't. But they are dearly loved by God. This is a place where we have the power and understanding to use spiritual gifts to bless others. And I'm sure in the days ahead, there'll be more spiritual gifts used day by day, week by week. Nothing to be afraid of to build up the church. This is a place of love. The world completely misuses that word. But we know what love looks like. That's what Sheila was talking about last week. Children, do you know what love looks like? I know I've asked you this before, haven't I? You know what love looks like. When I've asked you, you told me what love looks like. You see it in mums, dads, friends, aunts, grannies, lots of different people. This is a place of love. That's why I love being part of this church. We are not perfect, but we are a beautiful place. Who enjoys being part of this church family? Good. Hands up at home, please. We can't see you, but in faith, we know you're putting your hands up. Do you see it as a privilege and a gift from God? It's God's gift. Will you play your part by relying upon the Holy Spirit and follow the way of love? That's the choice. We'll be praying in a moment and worshiping in a moment. But that's what I'm asking from you. Follow the way of love in the power of the Holy Spirit. And to help us do this, we have our scripture for the year. Will you let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart to God? That's our challenge. Rely on the Holy Spirit. Let his word dwell in you deeply. Follow the way of love. Let's pray. Lord, the start of all this was people needing to say sorry, to repent. Lord, we are sorry where we've gone our own way. We've ignored you, Jesus, where we thought we can do life without you. And we know in our heart of hearts that we can't. Things go all right for a while, but then they fall apart. Jesus, we're sorry for what we've done to you in ignoring you and not caring about your death on the cross. But we also thank you that whenever we say sorry, you forgive us because of what you did on the cross. So Lord, forgive us, we pray, our sins. And fill us with your Holy Spirit. Give us the gift of your Holy Spirit, that we may love you and serve you, that we may worship, we may work, we may play with you, with others. Lord, we do eagerly desire spiritual gifts that will strengthen the church here and across the world and speak to our community. Lord, we pray that you would show us what gifts you've already given us, which need developing and training. And also you give us new gifts for this time, this harvest time. Lord, I pray that you would help us to use these spiritual gifts in our Boys Brigade and Girls Brigade, in Children's Church, Messy Church, our Sunday worship, throughout the Renew program, on Friday morning coffee, toddler cafe, in the discipleship groups. Every time your people gather together, may your gifts be welcomed, heard, and blessed. Lord, we look forward to what you will do to glorify your name in the days ahead. Amen. We've got a short time of worship now. Feel free to sit or stand. There must be more than this. Spirit of God, we wait for you.
taken my soul. I know that I've been made for more. You speak truth. You're in you. When I'm in your presence, you show me the glory of you.
Amen. We've just sung those words, there is power in your presence, hope and healing in your presence. There is freedom in your presence. And if you need power from God to get through something, if you need hope to lift your eyes up, if you need healing, if you need to be free, it's in God's presence that this is all possible. Pray even now, Lord, people will be set free right now, healed right now, given hope right now, power right now. We've got a child at the moment asking Mum for something. And let's take this as illustration. I won't keep quiet. I need something. I need it. I need it. I'm not going to be kept quiet. And Lord, we're very British, some of us, very reserved. And when we really want something, we think that someone else ought to get it, not us. Lord, so right now, ask God for what you need. Our prayer ministry team will be available afterwards if you need to someone else to pray with. But right now, ask him for what you need. Power, hope, healing, freedom, whatever else it is, ask him now. And he will give, because he gives good gifts to his children. Take the step of faith and ask. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 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 Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're going to finish our service with another hymn that is a prayer. O breath of life, come sweeping through us. Revive your church with life and power. O breath of life, come cleanse, renew us, and fit your church to meet this hour. And remember, every one of us is involved in this work that God is doing. So make this your prayer.
Church with life and power.
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. May God our Father send us all out in the world to live and work to the praise of his glory by the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Amen.